to engage in this kind of exercise. The Supreme Court is the court of final arbiter. That is why the Supreme Court is not bound by its previous decisions. The Supreme Court can always depart from its previous decisions. That's the essence of our constitutional system. So that when there is error committed even by the Supreme Court itself, it can correct it as circumstances change. And this is what we expect from the Supreme Court.
Okay, great. And my colleague Wilberforce will ask you a final question around this.
So
lawyer, I am on standby.
Yeah, so lawyer, if you look at the consequential orders that were given by the Supreme Court on the 28th of November, the fifth point, it says that all third parties in possession and deriving title through the Numo Mashi family prior to the Supreme Court judgment are not to be dispossessed but are to atone tenancy to the relevant stools or families as the case may be. Some are interpreting this as being that the current landholders or title holders must go and repay monies to the new owners, as it were. Is that what will be the position? Bring clarity to what the Supreme Court means.
Atonement of tenancy is not a repurchase. Atonement of tenancy is not saying go back and purchase the same land. Atonement of tenancy means because of the judicial decision, your landlord has changed and you have a new landlord. If there are any obligations outstanding or into the future which have to be rendered by you as a tenant, it should be rendered to the new landlord. But it doesn't mean go and repurchase. We, in this country, we create an impression that atonement of tenancy means we are going to sell it all over. That's not the essence of the law.
So lawyer, what are the elements of atonement beyond that which is prospective? In terms of, is there anything retrospective?
Like I said, atonement of tenancy is simple and straightforward. When you have land, you must have a landlord.
Yes.
You had landlord Numo Mashi. The court says now your landlord is Niyama Sogbuna. If that is the case, because the court said go and atone tenancy to that family or stool as the case may be.
Yes.
So determine that landlord. Go back to the landlord and say, this is my document from the Numo Mashi.
Okay.
They should give you a new document. Maybe they will ask you to pay something for document preparation and the next rent, when it becomes due, where you have to pay it to and so on. But this is, in a neat way, this is what the Supreme Court is talking about.
Okay. So if
the Supreme Court is not saying everybody who got the land from Numo Mashi should go back and pay $200,000 to another entity. That's not what the Supreme Court is saying.
Okay. So whatever payment will not be for a lease or a tenancy.
Most likely, it should be like for document preparation and minor things, but not a repurchase.
So, Counselor, would you